Hello, welcome back to the Marketing Wellness Podcast with Mandy and Roxy, where we share our combined knowledge and experience in the world of marketing, business, and wellness. I am Roxanne Ray, and this is my co-host, Mandy Summers. We are well equipped to bring you the latest in marketing and business knowledge. In this episode, we'll be discussing finding your people, finding peers and coaches that truly lift you up. You lift each other up. You all ships rise with the tide, is what I like to say. And so we're going to be discussing that today. We'll also include any links in the show notes that we reference during this episode. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode, and stick around to the end to get info on how to access our exclusive community, where we share advanced trainings and tools to use for marketing your wellness and growing your business. So Mandy, why don't you kick us off on this discussion? We had a little pre-discussion before we started recording, and I know we have a lot to discuss about this, but I want to get your feelings on just like the initial opening of finding your people, like finding that tribe of people that lift each other up.
Yeah, I love this topic because I feel like so often the people that we surround ourselves with and by are just like the natural people that are in our lives, and which are great. You know, obviously family and friends, those are important aspects to just who we are. But being intentional with who you are linking your arms with can make all the difference in your business. And I love the quote that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And I have found that that is 100% true. If you're hanging with people who are constantly complaining and they're negative and everything is like drama, your life is probably going to be full of complaining and drama and like, oh my goodness, I can't believe, you know, all of those types of things. Whereas if you surround yourself by people who are actively honoring their goals and they're working hard towards bettering their future, that's going to be something that naturally comes for each of us. And so I love that we're going to spend a little bit of time in this episode talking about how to find those people, because I know I've been through times in my life where I'm like, how do you even connect with those types of people? Like, how do you find those types of people? And so I know we were kind of chatting beforehand, but I would love to hear, where did you find your first group when you started your first business of people that you felt like could help elevate that mindset and that feeling for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this topic because it's one of those things I didn't realize I was doing it at the time until I looked back. Was like, oh, that's what I was doing. And it turned out beautifully. And so to answer your question directly, Mandy, I found my people, if you will, by joining a high-ticket coaching program, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't just that, right? It wasn't just the act of joining the program. I actually became very active in the community. And I showed up to every call. I interacted with the other individuals in the group. I went to actually in-person events that this particular coach put on to meet people in person. There's something different when you meet in person and you really get to know, you know, all the person in terms of like their mannerisms and their body language, and you just connect on a different level. But it was really cool to see from that group, having met some just incredible business owners who I still know to this day. So that group was like 8 years ago. And one of them happens to be a co-owner of Go High Level.
Right. Like that's been a great connection.
Right. And so, you know, I that's why I was aware of Go High Level when they started 5 years ago and was able to jump in at the beginning and be part of their growth. And just the other individuals that I connected with. And to your point, Mandy, you said something about making sure that you align yourself with people who are working towards a collective goal, and maybe not a collective goal, but at least their own goals, right? They're committed to their goals. And I want to tell you just this little story. I hope you know this.
Okay.
When I first started my marketing agency, so that's what we're discussing, my first business, I had a goal of making $10,000 a month. That was the goal, right? I think a lot of people start there, right? Because you're like, okay, if I make $10,000 a month, that's, you know, six figures a year.
It'll solve everything.
Right? This is the goal. Okay. So that was my goal. And I actually made friends with two other individuals. Seriously, these, if you're listening, balloons just went up on the screen.
You've got your gestures turned on.
I know. So that was the goal. I met these two individuals and we collaborated. We actually made a chart in Canva to keep track of our goals. We started a Facebook chat thread together. We would hold each other accountable every single day to those revenue generating activities. And I still talk to those two individuals to this day. I mean, they both have successful businesses as well. And that, I believe, truly changed the trajectory of my business, that I was already fully committed. But it's something different about having those people with you on the same path, moving towards the same goal. Even if you go about that goal differently, right? Your paths may look different, but there's something about sharing that goal and that desire and that commitment. It changes something within you. And so that was my first experience. And I became both a sponge and a giver. As soon as I would learn something, I would make sure others who were in my circle of influence in this group knew that as well. Like, oh, guys, I just learned this. Oh, I did this. Oh, don't do this, right? It was so fun to grow together and then to see all these people that I still talk to this. I mean, literally, Mandy, I came in, like all these people are popping in my mind right now. They're like, oh, yeah, I talked to her. Oh, yeah, I talked to him. Oh, yeah. Like these people, we're still in this world together. Like one of them, she just messaged me last week when we were at leadership, like, hey, I was just thinking, and I haven't talked to her in probably a year.
Wow.
Right?
That's awesome.
And so that was my experience. I know you have a little bit of a different experience and a little lesson learned that I know you want to share with everyone. So I'm curious to hear this story.
Well, so, you know, I think back on my business experience and the very first business that we built and sold back in 2004, I had aligned with two other women who were driven by money. Like that was kind of like, we want to make money. But I don't feel like there was a lot of heart behind it. And so like that company, they actually sold it while I was having a baby. And they only needed... Yeah, they only needed two of the three of us to sign off on selling it. And yeah, I don't know if I've ever told you this before, but I came home from the hospital and they were like, oh, we sold it. And I'm like, obviously that was going on in the background. And they're like, well, we knew you were having a baby. We didn't want to bother you with it. I was like, I'm part owner in this. So of course, like I got paid for it. But what I learned from that was I don't think we were aligned in the way that I thought we were, right? And so that's lesson number one is like when you connect with people, like be aligned. And part of it was we were just so busy working that we didn't really connect at that heart level. So that was number one. That ended up being a successful business. We sold it for profit, but I didn't have a say in that. And then the next time I learned this lesson was when I was a triathlon coach. And it's interesting because if you want to train for a triathlon, there's actually a lot of fear that you have to get over. Most people are afraid of the water, being in open water, the depth of it. And that is the shortest amount of time in the triathlon. Like usually everything else is going to take way longer than that. But I feel like it's the biggest amount of fear. And it was so helpful to come together as a group and train in water together. So we would train in a pool together, but we would also train in the open water. We would schedule times to go to the beach, to go to a lake, and be there to support one another. And guess what? We would make it through the triathlon because we had gone through these things together. So that was kind of the second time that I had learned this. And then, of course, I got into network marketing. And network marketing is different than any other business that you have. Because you in another business, you get to hire the people that you're working with. And so you really get to vet them and see the type of people that they are and make sure that they check all the boxes, that they are aligned with your heart and your cause. And it just like feels comfortable, right? In network marketing, that's not the case because your team hopefully duplicates, grows, and gets to a point where people are enrolling that you don't know. That's ultimately the goal, right? And I learned this in our network marketing business when one of our teams brought on a person who was super passionate, but different than me. You know, like we just aligned differently. And what I feel like sometimes happens in business is we want to please the people that we're working with. And when we're talking about these, you know, getting your five people that you're aligned with, that doesn't mean changing your moral ground to align with other people, right? It's like you have to find the people who have the integrity, that have the work ethic, that have all the things, right? They feel like the type of person that you want to align with. And that might be different for you than it is for me. And that's okay. Like, it doesn't have to be the same across the board. It just has to connect. And so we had this person that was brought in by somebody else that came into the team. And for a time, I shifted a bit. For a time, my thought was, I have to align with them, not they get to align with me.
Ooh, and that's what you just said is so powerful.
Yeah, because you look back and you, like, I look back and I'm like, I knew who I was at the time. I was clear on what I wanted. But there was negative energy. There was a lot of complaining. There were a lot of suggestions that were more of like, this is why we don't like what you do.
Oh, man.
And what happens is when you start listening to those other voices and allowing the complaining and those types of things to infiltrate your belief system, you lose direction. Yeah. And this is why it's so important to find your people who accept you for you. This is part of it. We want to be accepted by other people, right? And so in network marketing, it's like these people can come in, maybe they're powerhouses, and we're like, oh, we want to be accepted by them. Well, yes, and not always, because do they align with us? Are they, you know, true north on our moral compass? And if not, then it's okay that they're in your team, but do not allow their belief system to infiltrate your belief system. Stay true to who you are, and that's where you'll find the magic, and find the people who connect with what you believe in to build you, to be a lifter, right? Instead of a tearer down. And that's one thing to look at. If you're struggling and you're like, oh, I just feel like you're feeling down all the time, I want you to ask yourself, who's tearing down around me? Like, why do I feel like this all the time? And if you feel like you're getting attacked all the time and that you're getting torn down, those are not your people. And it's okay in network marketing to bless them to go on their way. I had this false belief that if they're on the team, somehow we have to gather them all in and love them all. Well, that's not the case. It's not my job to love, you know, to bring everybody in and, you know, force them to feel my love. Like, that's not what we're doing, right? Like, if it's not a fit, it doesn't have to be dramatic. It can just be like, oh, you do your thing, I'll do mine. Okay. Yes. I just like went off forever.
No, it was good. That was so powerful, because I just want to highlight a couple of things that popped in my mind when you were saying your story, Mandy. Thank you for sharing that for everyone, because I know that's going to help a lot of people listening. But when you said specifically, be around people who lift you up and not tear you down, I want to make a distinction here. People are allowed to have off days, right? Not everyone is always going to be there to be able to lift you up, because maybe they're having a moment where they need someone to lift them up, right? I mean, there's definitely has to be some grace there. But I want to make sure people understand, if you're feeling always like the energy's been sucked out of you, and you just feel like this dis-ease, if you will, when you're around them, or when you feel like you need to be around them, or when you're gathering, then they're not lifting you up even on their good day. And I think that I want to make sure, from my perspective, that's what I do. If people that I look forward to being around them, because I know when I'm around them, I feel lifted up. Sometimes even when they're having a bad day, right? Because I can be their lift for them. And so I love this distinction that we're making here, because I feel, you know, as you were telling your story, I was kind of reevaluating the relationships that I've formed, especially in my first business. And now I get into, you know, into network marketing myself. And I'm definitely very good about making sure that I protect my energy and protect my beliefs, and my boundaries are definitely set, where I almost feel like, in a way, I've been able to repel people who would be teardowners, if you will, naturally where they just somehow just stop being in my presence. And I think because those people tend to see, oh, she's sticking to her beliefs. She's sticking to her boundaries. I'm not getting any pleasure from complaining around her or being this ho-hum person. So I'm going to go somewhere where someone's actually going to listen to that. And it's not Roxanne.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of times what gets us into this trap of getting with the wrong people is feeling like we have to prove ourselves.
Ooh.
Right? Like it's like we meet somebody, and I keep thinking of my network marketing team. And I remember there was a different team that had come in, and I remember vividly this leader comes to my house and sits down with me and says, I have an issue with your religious beliefs. And
what?
Like, I was like taken aback. I was like, wait, why? Like, that
has before too. I'm like, what?
That has nothing to do with her business. And she was like, she was very specific. Like, I don't want to work with people who are like you. And my thought was, well, I could, like, and this was when I was young. Well, maybe I don't feel like I was very preachy. I've never really been super preachy. But I was like, well, you know, I could be careful with what I say around you. Like, but that should have been an indicator that not maybe they're not my people. Not that I need the same religion, but if they're repelling me already, if they're already saying this is something I don't like about you, I'm not going to change who I am and what I believe to please other people to build my business.
Exactly.
And I think that that's important for us to understand that when you're looking for your people to be surrounded by, I have stipulations. Like I've gotten very clear on this. I need
Mandy's
to be around
a list.
Yes. I need to be around people who are positive. Like I 100%. Want that. Like I don't want, and that doesn't mean that I don't have moments where it's like things happen and you need somebody to bounce something off. But I mean that continuous negativity is not productive for my success or for other people's success. And so number one is there has to be like an overarching theme of success and positivity. There also has to be a willingness to work. Like I need to see action-oriented type of people who are not compelled to act, but they're driven to act based on what they want to do. And who knows what that is? Like it doesn't have to be with just business. Like when I was with my triathlete people, it was like, are you showing up? I want to train with you because you're showing up consistently, and I want to train with somebody like that. Right. And so those are just a few of my things. What do you look for in people to be in your circle?
That's a good question. I've never really thought about this. I guess I typically look for people who are motivated, working towards a goal, whatever that goal is. And like you, the action, like they're taking action on those goals. And it doesn't have to be exactly like me, right? I don't look for someone who's doing it the same way that I would do it. I just look for someone who's being true to themselves. And yes, we're allowed to have a moment where we need, like you said, bounce things off, maybe have a little vent sesh. But like we learned at from Hal Elrod, I'm totally employing the 5-minute rule of you can be angry in the emotion, feel it all, whatever you need to do for 5 minutes. But after that, you got to move on. And I think I've kind of naturally already done that. Right. And so I was kind of joking with my best friend. She was sitting next to me. She tends to sometimes get stuck on it. And I was like, you need a 5-minute rule. I love you. But,
but
we're
going to
implement that.
Well, I've always said, especially to my kids, you get 15 minutes. So this 5-minute rule we've been laughing about over the last week because I've always been like, oh, you get 15 minutes to cry about and then move on, you know, and 5 minutes is less.
Yes.
It's like, OK, are you done? You're at 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Are we done?
Right. But I think people like what we're doing here, right, where we can laugh together and you just have this general ease, like true ease when you're around the people where you feel it's okay to be yourself. Because I've definitely been around groups of people where I don't feel like I can be myself. I need to be a little bit of a chameleon and like transform who I am a little bit to fit in with that group of people. And honestly, those aren't your people. And I've just learned that. I think that comes with maturity too, as you know, get older and kind of, you know, learn things about life. But you don't.
Do you have a physical response when you're around people that you're uncomfortable with? Because I do. My stomach instantly gets in knots, and I feel like I'm not breathing as well. And I get at, like, when I leave, I'm like, I can breathe again.
Like, literally, I think that's a universal response, Mandy, because I get the same thing. I get knots in my stomach. I can feel my temperature rising. Like,
yes.
I'll feel hot, even if you're not in a hot situation. And I just want to remove myself from that. And then as soon as you're out, you're like, it's like, you know, there's air in the room again, you know? And so if you're feeling that, like, those are not your people. And I think, too, what's really fun about the online space that we're in is you can find people who are not even, like, living near you. Like, how you and I connected. I mean,
yeah,
never in a million years would we have crossed paths if the internet hadn't been a thing.
It's so true. And here's another thing to being online, because a lot of times people are like, there's not the same feel. When I attended your first boot camp, I instantly knew, like, I loved the way I felt. And I'd actually been through two other boot camps in the last, like, month before that. And I didn't like the way I felt when I left those boot camps. But I instantly, when I was at yours, I loved the way that I felt. And I remember telling my husband, I have to buy this program because I love this lady. Like, I really like her style. And I didn't know what that was going to look like. Like, who knew that we were going to become besties and business partners, you know, a couple of years later. But I loved the style. I loved the openness. And so when you find people who are like that, become their cheerleaders, become their supporters, you know, hitch your wagon to them and learn from that mindset. And one thing I loved about you was your mindset. You have a very fixed mindset that's just like, I'm getting this done. I'm doing this. Who's coming with me, right? And that confidence, even though I was in a totally different business than you were, I loved that mindset of, yeah, you can totally get, like, we can make this happen, and that belief system. And so another thing is just make sure that you find people who believe in you, who believe that you can do it. If somebody's like, I don't know if you can, like, they might not be your people. You know, unless you're like, oh, I'm going to start a network marketing company or business, and in 2 weeks, I'm going to be at the top rank. Well, maybe they're being realistic, right? Like, it's going to take a little bit of time. But you know what I mean? Just be realistic with what you're feeling.
But that's a good point. Like, having that belief in your, like, it just, it's like full circle. You opened it up with the belief. I mean, you really have to believe in yourself first. And also, maybe it's not that. Maybe that's not what I'm trying to say. I think more of, like, just being comfortable in who you are.
Yes.
Like, being true to who you are, comfortable who you are, not compromising that so that you can have certain people in your life. Because just honestly, life's too short for that nonsense. Like, we did that. I mean, I'm sure can't be the only one did that, you know, in high school and early 20s. You want to fit in. But, like, we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
The world is so, there's so many different types of people out there. You will find your people. And so if you're feeling like, oh, wow, maybe I'm negative sometimes, and maybe I'm the one that complains, maybe it's time that you release that. Like, that, you don't have to identify with that anymore. That's not you anymore. If you don't want it to be, release it and just be a positive person. You can just say, I'm a positive person now. I believe in myself. I believe in other people. Everything is, like, what does Marie Forleo say?
Everything is figure outable.
Yeah, everything is figure out. Like, truly, that's how I live my life. I live my life like everything is figure outable. It's just how I've lived my life. And I think, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, a toxic positivity person. Like, I am definitely realistic. But I also, what I taught myself very early on in business is, I used to always say to myself, if they can do it, so can I.
Yeah.
If they can do it, so can I. I mean, even back to, like, what just popped in my head. So this is, like, a long time ago. When I was, I worked at Chili's. So I was in transition. I actually had left being a paralegal. And then I started working at Chili's as a server. I know. It was, like, crazy time of my life. And I never thought I could be a server. Because I don't know if anyone listening, or if me, and if you've ever been a server. But
yes, I have.
You have to, like, carry big jugs of ice to, like, refill the ice machine, and, like, all, like, carry heavy trays and do all that stuff. And, like, if you ever meet me, I'm not, like, I'm a pretty tiny person, so I probably looked weird carrying, like, these big heavy trays. this big old ice. But what I used to tell myself is my cousin Jessica, she's older than me. She's about 4 years older than me. She was homecoming queen in her high school. She was like rock star cheerleader, the whole thing. I'm like, if Jessica can do this, I can do this. I used to literally tell my, I'm like, if Jessica can do this, I can do
this. I'm all in.
Right? And I think I just like trained myself in that manner. So then when I later on in life, when I started my business, I'm like, if they can do it, so can I. Like, if anyone can do this, I can do it too. And I just have to 100%. Stick with it and not give up.
Well, and success is a choice. And ultimately, the people that we choose to surround ourselves with is a choice as well. And so if you find yourself feeling like, you know, get your baseline, pay attention to what your mind is, you know, what's going through your mind on a daily basis, what's coming out of your mouth. And you can change all that. If you're feeling like you're focused, we get what we focus in on. So if we are focusing in on the complaining and the struggles, you're going to attract complaining and struggles. If you focus in on, you know, what could I do to make this a better situation, and the positivity of the, you know, what is all around you and the opportunity that's before you and the success that you can have. And that's what you're going to focus in on. And you're going to, so it's important to find those people. We need to find those people who are focused in on that success. They've chosen to success as their ultimate goal instead of choosing the victim mode. And really, like, when I think about it, you either surround yourself by victims or by victors.
Yes. Perfect. I think that's perfect to close out this episode. Thank you, everyone, so much for being here, listening to our podcast today. If you want to spend more dedicated time with us each month, we invite you to join our AI CEO community. It's like having a live AI business course in your back pocket. You get access to monthly live classes with us, where you'll learn the latest AI business strategies for exceptional business growth. And our goal with this course or this community is to give you back 10 hours of your time each week using AI. So you can visit marketingwellness.com to join. And if you're not able to join live, no worries. You get lifetime access to the recording. So we'll see you on the next class. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.